This podfic contains adult material of a sexual and graphic nature. Listener discretion is advised, and be mindful of the tags. Feel free to hop out of the back seat if that's not your thing. Dean won't hold it against you. More than likely, he or Sam or some other SBN character or any number of character combinations will be too busy holding other things against others to give it a second thought. If you've buckled up and are ready for the drive, please check your Bluetooth connections and or plug in those headphones before the engine starts. By proceeding, you understand that idling in the Impala is not responsible for any embarrassment, cringe, or adverse consequences that may occur as a result of the listener failing to conduct these checks. Down by 2 by JLD71. Rating is explicit. Creator chose not to use archive warnings. Category is male-male. Fandom is supernatural. Relationship, Dean Winchester / Sam Winchester. Characters, Sam Winchester, Dean Winchester. Additional tags, sibling incest, sensory deprivation, Dom Sam Winchester, sub Dean Winchester, sub Dean Winchester / Dom Sam Winchester. Blindfolds, headphones, hand job, aftercare, sex club, established relationship. This is part of the SPN Kink Bingo and SPN Kink Events collections. Summary: Sam and Dean experiment with sensory deprivation. Sam stood in the center of their rented room, his lips drawn up into a smile as he looked at Dean. Taking a step backward, he leaned against the massive black metal bed the room offered, one hip resting against the hard and unyielding post, the coolness of the metal seeping through the well-worn fabric of his jeans, tempering the heat coursing through his body. This room was like so many they had come across before in similar clubs, catering to those with a certain proclivity, as some of the more close-minded, vanilla sex-enjoying people might turn their noses up at. For him and Dean, this was a respite for them, a place for them to explore the darker side of their already incestuous relationship. While Dean was what he would call the alpha male when they hunted, behind closed doors and in the privacy that afforded him, he was the one in charge. "Strip," he ordered, his voice low and dangerous, letting Dean know his remark wasn't something to be ignored. Silently, Dean fulfilled Sam's order, peeling off his shirts and letting them drop onto the chair he was standing next to. Bending down, he untied his boots, kicking them and his socks off before straightening up. His hands went to the front of his jeans, his fingers working the button open and the fly unzipped before pushing the rest of his clothing down his legs and off, discarding them on top of his shirts. Despite the coolness of the room, he could feel his skin heating from the hungry gaze in Sam's eyes. "Turn," Sam commanded, raising his right hand, his index finger extended as he made a circular motion. Dean followed Sam's order, turning around as he'd been instructed, keeping his arms at his sides. "Stop." Sam watched as Dean stopped, his brother leaving his back to him, a vulnerable position to be in. Pushing himself off the post, he stepped forward, one hand outstretched and ready to touch the pale and freckled skin on display for him, only for him, before raising it to rub his fingers across his lips. Smirking, he shoved his hand into his pocket, pulling out a piece of fabric. Stepping forward, he took the fabric in both hands and lowered it over Dean's head, covering his brother's eyes and tying it tightly. "Don't touch it," he whispered against Dean's ear. A black padded blindfold had been placed over Dean's eyes, tied securely behind his head, taking his sight from him. He felt the warmth of Sam's clothed body against his, felt his brother's warm breath against his skin, and heard Sam's command, his brother's voice making him shiver. His breathing quickened when Sam moved away from him, his skin prickling at the loss of warmth. The sound of movement left him disoriented as he tried to pinpoint, with only his hearing, where Sam was from his brother's humming. "Dean, so perfect for me," Sam murmured, his lips pressed against his brother's left shoulder blade, the tip of his tongue snaking out to lick at a cinnamon-colored freckle before stepping back to admire his brother, his lover who gave him everything. Raising his hands, he placed the noise-dampening headphones over his brother's ears, taking away another of Dean's senses. Dean's breath caught in his throat when his hearing had been impaired. First, his sight had been taken from him, and now his hearing, leaving him at Sam's mercy. He jolted at the feeling of hands on him, running down his arms before a tightly corded arm encircled his waist. A large hand splayed across his abdomen, pulling him against a muscular body. His moan went unheard by his own ears when another hand cupped his semi-hard cock, fingers stroking him to fullness, leaving him panting and wanting more when the hand pulled away.
"Please, Sam, please,"
he babbled, despite not being able to hear his own voice. His nerves were on fire, heightened by the loss of his sight and hearing. The slightest touch, whether feather light or pinching, left him gasping. Sam's hand returned to his throbbing cock, making him suck in a startled breath. Sam's cologne swirled in his nostrils, the scent familiar and soothing as his brother stroked him. Sam's hard cock riding the crease of his ass, both of them chasing their releases. The warmth of Sam's release ran down his thighs while his splattered against his stomach, his breathing harsh, his heart thumping, the sound of his blood rushing in his veins, the only sound he could hear. Sam kissed the back of Dean's neck, lips trailing over exposed skin. Gentle touches until his brother's breathing evened out and Dean was able to stand without his aid. Gently, he removed the headphones, a soft kiss pressed to one earlobe and then the other. "Dean," he whispered, not wanting to overload his lover as Dean's sense of hearing was returned to him. He felt the weight of Dean's head against his shoulder.
"Keep your eyes closed,"
he urged before pulling the blindfold off, using the material to wipe his hand off before placing both on Dean to turn his brother around. Leaning in, he kissed one closed eye and then the other before saying,
"Slowly, open your eyes,"
he warned. Blinking his eyes open, Dean's eyesight swam before him, the sight of Sam wavering as his eyes adjusted to the low light of the room and his sight returning to him.
"Sam,"
he said, a sigh escaping his lips at being able to hear his own voice. A lopsided smile spread across his lips when his eyesight adjusted and his eyes landed on his brother. He felt boneless and tired, not quite himself or in control of his body. Reaching out, Sam took Dean's hand in his, leading his brother over to the bed and the towel he'd left there. He wiped them, dropping the towel to the floor before pulling Dean down onto the bed to cradle his lover in his arms.
"Rest,"
he murmured against Dean's warm shoulder, knowing his brother needed to be cared for after one of their sessions. It was the greatest gift Dean could give him, the opportunity to care for his lover after his brother allowed himself to be laid bare and vulnerable. Dean's soft hum in response gave way to his brother's even breathing, indicating his lover had fallen asleep. He was content to lie there, holding Dean until his brother woke and they were both ready to dress and leave.